grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Still one of the all-time best intros, I think, for any feature on BFM. The Hemp Store presents Marijuana Media. Chris, g'day.
G'day. I would have to agree with you there. I'm not biased or anything, but totally agree.
So hot. Just, the, you know, the use of the audio grabs, the audio, the music choice. Very good. Anyway, how are you, my friend? How did you, I expected you to see you here, but you've had an accident. You've taken a fall.
Oh, mate, I can't even blame it on being high because I wasn't. No, just literally the old winter accident is flipping donkey shit.
Sorry, are you on some kind of like odd device? Like, I can't hear the treble, and it's hard to understand. Like, the line's a little wonky. Are you on a?
I'm literally on my phone.
Okay. Oh, that's better. That's better. Whatever you did then, keep doing that.
Oh, that was the magic button that makes it sound better.
Oh, that's my, yeah, cool. All right, nice one. Yeah. All right. So you're going to have to repeat yourself. What did you do? How did you, have you broken your ankle?
I didn't want to be the lead story, to be honest. But no, it's literally just a winter injury of slipping on some steps. Like what happens to a lot of people.
Okay.
But bang goes the ankle. And to be honest, it's the steps up to BFM. If you ever want to see a definition of death stairs, it's the stairs to BFM. So I was thinking I've got to be safe and not fall down your steps.
In many ways, the steps to BFM are a way of weeding out those who aren't really that interested in volunteering. Like, it's a nice way to, if you want to be, you know, weeding out the people who are just like doing it as a bit of a passing fad, you really have to walk up those two flights of stairs to be involved with the station. So I think it's worked out well.
Be coordinated enough to make it without falling over.
So look, I hope you're self-medicating.
Oh, of course. With prescription, of course.
All right.
Which is your legal right and ability these days.
Okay.
And, hey, speaking of legal rights and abilities, we're going to start with some good news, and that is the Czech Republic, or known as Czechia these days, has legalized home growing and possession this week.
Right.
Which is just incredible. So it's another country. In fact, turns out it's only a third country in Europe to properly legalize, joining Germany and Malta. A lot of the rest of Europe, it kind of seems like it's legal. Coffee shops in the Netherlands, Switzerland, you go to your cannabis clubs in Spain, go to Portugal, go to Luxembourg, you know, all these sorts of places, but they're kind of like tolerated, not officially law changed.
Right.
So Czech has gone and done it. This is on Česká televizi, which is Czech television. You can see the report if you can translate Czech. So this lets anyone now, or adults, grow up to three plants at home, possess 100 grams in public, 100 grams at home, I should say, and 25 grams in public. And interestingly, 25 grams is plenty to be carrying around too. But interestingly, they also legalized in the same bill psilocybin treatment. They already have medical cannabis, so now they...
Really? That's probably more the headline, really, isn't it? That's even more incredible.
But, well, not on this segment it isn't, but that is pretty big news, I think, because there's certainly not many places around the world that have gone that far, allowed psilocybin, just some places like Oregon and Denver and actually Australia. So,
right.
Good on them. They declined to legalize substance checking like we have here.
Sorry, you're gonna have to say that again.
They declined to legalize substance checking like we have here as part of that same bill. Substance checking, you know, where you get your pills tested.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, right, okay. Yeah. And what's the political situation in Czechoslovakia? What's their political? Is there a Green Party that's put this through? How has this happened?
Well, I wish I could tell you. No, this actually comes from the previous government. They've had an election in the meantime, and instead of sort of killing it off, they've continued to pass it, and it's part of some sort of omnibus bill, potentially hidden from fellow lawmakers, one of those sorts of ones where they pass a whole lot of things at once. But of course, Czechoslovakia doesn't exist and hasn't for quite some time.
Yeah, I thought that as soon as I said it, I thought, oh, God. I don't even want to check the text machine.
It's blowing up, I can tell.
I bet it is, yeah.
But staying over in Europe, there's a bit of a conversation over in the UK at the moment because London, under their mayor, Sadiq Khan, this London Drugs Commission has recommended legalizing personal use like they've done in Czech there. And so The Guardian has a very interesting one saying, well, should London follow New York? And, of course, a lot of people don't realize, but in New York, cannabis is completely legal. You can grow your own. You can buy it from a shop. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. As an aside, are any of those kind of laws under review given the current administration?
In the States?
Yeah.
Well, Trump sort of has it a bit of both ways to an extent, in that he kind of says he favors states' rights, and people take that as a very positive thing of going, well, look, he's not going to interfere. And certainly in his first president, that was the how he went. But just actually last week, he made some fairly ominous statements about potentially curtailing what states could do.
Right.
And we're hearing lawmakers, Republican ones, putting in little clauses that would prohibit a law from being introduced for X many years, like 10 years or 20 years or whatever it is. So, yeah, it could be going a little bit backwards from that kind of federal side in the States, but certainly at the state side, most of America is legal now. And okay. There's only five states in all of America that aren't legal in some way, whether medical or adult use.
Are they predominantly southern states?
North and South Carolina, Nebraska, and I can't remember the other two.
Midwest, but, okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not Texas or Florida, so no, not those two.
Right.
Generally those more conservative ones. Yeah.
Okay. Let's continue our whip around the world. What's happening in Thailand?
Well, before we do, just a little diversion though, back onto the London thing, because in this Guardian article they talked about this experiment they did in London 25 years ago in Lambeth, and I was actually there and went and met them, the police over there, and had a good little tour around. And what they did is a cautioning scheme where they didn't go around arresting people. They tolerated people selling hash on the streets because they were like, well, if you're selling hash, at least you're not selling crack. And that's really what we want to reduce. And they in 6 months, 2,500, this is in the Guardian article, 2,500 hours of police time saved. Arrests for dealing Class A actually went up because they had that kind of focus. Overall crime fell 9%. Big decreases in burglaries and street robberies. And when they asked local residents, two-thirds of them said this has improved relations between the police and the community.
Right.
So there you go.
I mean, It's not rocket science. Totally expected.
Yeah. Then they ended up slandering the police chief, Brian Paddock, that was doing it, and came up with all this kind of gay lover, he uses weed kind of headlines. And he lost his job and then was exonerated years later. So that's the kind of dirty tricks they sort of throw out when a police commander sticks his neck out and wants to legalize cannabis. Well, certainly did back then.
Okay, all right. Yeah. A lot of information to digest there. All right. Moving on, Thailand.
Too much. So Thailand, this was in Stuff this week. Thailand's going to tighten their controls. So whereas in Europe, they're like, hey, let's legalize Thailand. Well, they already did it a few years ago, first Asian nation to legalize cannabis. And what's happening is a whole bunch of tourists are going over and thinking, oh, I can fill up my suitcase and take it back home. And, of course, you can't. And
are people really thinking that? Is that not the stupidest thing in the world? Like, would anyone ever think my chances of taking drugs through any kind of airport security is the likelihood is increased? That seems crazy.
It does a bit, but I think, the hot sun and a bit of booze and people's thinking goes out the window, and, we all see that in the holiday resorts. And, maybe they think, well, it's legal here and it's pretty relaxed back home. Surely it'll be fine in between. And, So anyway, so Thailand's going to tighten it up, but they're not, unlike what the Stuff story alleges, it's going to be a pretty moderate. You can read about this in the Bangkok Post. They're just going to make you, register, put your name down, get a card, and then away you go.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So I don't believe too much of that.
Closer to home, there's some updates. What's this New Zealand task force?
Boy, well, this has really flown under the radar here, but Radio New Zealand and One News have been covering it a little bit, and that's that our Navy frigate Tikaha is actually leading this international task force in the Middle East focused on disrupting drug smuggling. You think of all the things they could be doing in the Middle East, and what they're focused on is drug smuggling. And so it's a whole bunch of boats and things. New Zealand's leading it. They've got, like, the British and stuff over there. They intercepted this tiny little rotting dhow thing They're saying $1 billion of drugs intercepted. And so I got the weights of all those drugs, and I went to the EU drugs agency and got their market prices. You know, for example, hash goes at 6 to 10 euros a gram, so you multiply that all out. You're looking at between 50 and 90 million New Zealand dollars for the entire shipment of 660 kilos of hash and a ton of heroin, and they're calling it $1 billion.
Are you? Is that net, gross? Are you including GST on that?
That is retail prices. Obviously, there's no tax in drug retail prices, so we haven't got that. But if you did a wholesale price, it would be even less.
Right. Okay.
So, and what I roughly calculated, based on what the New Zealand taxpayer is contributing to this task force, it would be cheaper if the boat stayed at home and they just bought all those drugs instead. If they just put in a purchase order and said, can we have $80 million of drugs, please, and just bought that whole lot, they'd still keep it off the street if that's their aim, and we'd actually save money.
Right. What would they do with it?
Well, they could give it out to medical people, probably. No,
yeah.
Probably destroy it. But all I'm saying is if their focus is just on getting rid of it, they'd actually save money just by buying it.
Yeah, right. That's some real, that's some left-of-center thinking, and I think it should be encouraged.
I look
forward to the members' bill being drawn on that one.
That's right. Well, you know, that could happen. That brings me to, you know, I guess where I'm kind of going with this group of stories here is New Zealand's got a choice. You know, do we follow countries like Czech Republic and the UK and New York and you know, or do we go down this route of like, you know, places like Indonesia that execute people? You know, and these sorts of things. And
no, we don't, is the answer to that.
Well, I hope we don't.
Very clearly, yeah.
I was reminded of this when Prime Minister Christopher Luxon was talking in the news this week about how his experience with his alcoholic granddad is what made him a teetotaler, and it opened his eyes to it, and that was his personal experience of why he kind of swore off alcohol for his life. And I guess I'd be hoping he'd have the same kind of thinking and critical awareness that he could apply to this and think, why is our Navy frigate off supposedly disrupting drugs in the Middle East? And why are we aligning ourselves with really full-on authoritarian regimes rather than the liberal democracies that we traditionally have liked to?
Fuck, I bet he could use a drink this week, that's for sure. Last 24 hours, ay caramba. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else before we wrap this up, my friend?
Okay, one last thing, and that's we'd like to cover some research, and this week's research is relating to driving, which of course is coming up, where they're going to be sticking a little swab in your mouth and taking some saliva. So this is a new study, University of Victoria, BC, Canada. These oral fluid tests that they're rolling out here, they found them to be not a valid indicator of impairment or last use. This was a meta-analysis of all the available research, and what they found is that these oral fluid tests frequently produce disparate results even when the subjects consume the same amount. And I quote, this variability produced some very high outliers and detracts from oral fluid tests as a valid tool. They noted that if you inhale it, you'll test higher than if you eat it. And they also found at the 1 nanogram cutoff, which is what we have in New Zealand, people were testing positive more than 24 hours after their last use.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. So a more, you know, scientific backing for what we've been saying here on the show. And again, hopefully those in charge will become aware of these things. Your one defense, of course, to being found with more than one nanogram, you know, which could be from what you did last week or yesterday or whatever, is get your prescription. Because you have a medical defense if you have a prescription for medical cannabis.
Nice one. Yeah. Hey, Chris, nice to talk to you after so many years.
Yeah, you too. Too long.
I hope.
Too long.
I hope things are well.
I recall fondly the event on the water that you came on.
I was about to say that was one of the best events I've ever been to. Like in terms, you know, that little. I've still got a recording of the little feature that we made on that. So this was a what was it? Smoke on the Water. It was some kind of event on a boat.
It was the Auckland Cannabis Cup.
Yeah,
in fact.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We we had good fun. That was nice. Like making little radio features. Anyway, I hope your ankle improves and you'll be back with Half Queen next week.
All right. Nice.
All right.
Fun.
See you, mate.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Seems totally appropriate.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Sorry to talk over the call to action there. That's what they pay for.